If you are revealed for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you.
19.
Therefore, those who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right.
5:1.
Chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, I exhort the elders among you, as your fellow elders and witness of the suffering of Christ, and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed.
9-10.
But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
好。彼得前书是圣经唯一的一本讲受苦的书。
The first letter of Peter is the book that focuses on suffering.
他讲了十五次的受苦。
In this epistle, we talked about suffering for 15 times.
我怕你们太沉重了，我只读七处。
So today, I'm only going to focus on 7 of the suffering.
彼得讲的受苦。
The suffering that Peter talked about
并不是世上的人所认为的受苦
is not the human suffering.
我们吃得不好穿得不好彼得不讲这个受苦
Do we have enough food? Do we have enough clothing? That's not the suffering Peter talks about.
我们钱不够用彼得不讲这个受苦
And if we're lacking in money, Peter does not focus on that suffering.
彼得讲的受苦神圣的受苦
But the suffering that Peter talks about is the holy suffering.
我们神儿女特别有的受苦
It is the special suffering for the children of God.
那是耶稣基督基督的受苦
The suffering of Christ
非常荣耀的受苦
The glory of this suffering
实在来说受苦这个信息该讲三次才讲完了
In fact, if I were going to focus on talking about suffering it would take 3 times
我把一次讲完了借麦给你们了
But today I'm going to condense it into one
我们彼得讲的受苦
The suffering that Peter talked about
和世人受苦不一样
is different from the human suffering
世人家的受苦
The human suffering
都是关于外面的受苦
Talked about the exterior suffering.
包括我们身体疾病也是外面的受苦。
It talks about the suffering of our flesh.
里面的受苦。
It talks about the internal suffering.
那是因为我们自己败坏的生命而有的受苦。
The suffering from our human nature.
有的时候是忽然来的狠祸啊。
That kind of suffering is an unexpected suffering.
美国遇见的狠祸最容易出车祸。
And the unexpected suffering that happened the most is car accident.
你不撞别人，别人会撞你的。
Maybe you don't run into someone else, but someone will run into you.
这些受苦
，these type of suffering，
不是彼得所讲的受苦
，are not the suffering that Peter talks about.
彼得讲的受苦，他头一句讲的。
Peter talks about that suffering.
耶稣基督因受苦进荣耀
is that the suffering of Christ led him into glory.
主耶稣来的地上就是为着受苦
Christ come to this world to suffer.
主耶稣家的受苦和人家受苦完全不一样
And the suffering of Christ is different from our suffering.
这个受苦价值有多大
Because his suffering has glory.
从受苦进入荣耀
Through suffering into glory.
为我们开了条道路
And through his suffering, he reveals a way.
从受苦进荣耀的道路
Through suffering into glory.
带领教会2000年走这条道路
And Jesus led the church for 2000 years to walk this way.
经过苦难进荣耀
Through suffering into glory.
主耶稣的苦和我们世人的苦不一样
And the suffering that Jesus went through is different from human suffering.
第一件是他特地有的受苦
The first suffering of Jesus.
主耶稣在路加福音说过一句话
In Luke, it talked about this.
我有当受的洗还没有成就
Is that I have a baptism to undergo.
我是何等的困迫呢
And how distressed I am it, until it is accomplished.
什么叫做困迫
What is to be distressed?
好像把我这个那么大的一个人放在2尺小的箱子里面
It's like putting someone who is 6 feet tall into a 2x2 box.
那我多痛苦啊
And how agonized are you going to be?
我自己就感觉我要从这里都释放
And then you feel like that you are trapped.
我们这个比喻太小太小了
And this might not be the best comparison.
主耶稣是宇宙都容不下的神
For the Lord is the creator of the universe.
来住在一个小小的肉身里面
And now he is trapped within this one human body.
所以主说我是何等的困迫。
So God said, how entrapped or distressed.
主耶稣基督到十字架得释放。
But until he went to the cross and he is delivered.
今天主得释放了。
And now he is free.
住在我们每一个人的里面。
And now he dwells in all of us.
当初主活在肉身的时候。
When he was entrapped in flesh.
是基督特别有的痛苦。
This is a unique suffering for Christ.
第二件事，因为神给他定规好的道路而受苦。
Now the second suffering of Jesus is the way that he has to walk.
主耶稣必须要走完他的道路。
For he has to finish walking this way.
那是他的痛苦。
And that's his suffering.
第三件是因着仇敌的攻击而痛苦。
And the third suffering is that he was attacked by the enemy.
主耶稣的一生仇敌攻击他。
In his whole life, enemy attacks him.
一生和仇敌征战。
So in his whole life, continually, he will be seized.
主耶稣因着苦难进荣耀。
And it is through Jesus' suffering, we can go into glory.
给我们留下这么好的道路。
And he has now revealed the way.
众圣徒全教会都要经过苦难得荣耀。
So that all the saints, the whole church, can enter into glory through suffering.
对保罗说了一句话。
So Paul said this one thing.
我们是自战自清的痛苦。
That we are only going through the most temporal and lightest suffering.
要比将来极重无比的荣耀。
And comparing to the eternal glory,
不足介意了。
Is not even worth mentioning.
想都不想想了。
Not even worth thinking about.
我们有时候地上的苦难也蛮大的哈。
So sometimes we have great suffering on this land.
但是比将来的荣耀不足介意了。
But comparing to the eternal glory, is not even worth mentioning.
所以我们神的儿女要生命苦难叫我们生命长大的。
So through suffering, as Christians, we grow.
我们的生命
that our life,
和苦难脱不了关系。
Our life and suffering are mingled.
你现在问一个人
if you ask anybody,
你几岁了？
How old are you?
每人都会回答我的，对不对？我几岁了？
Everyone will tell you how old they are.
你问问棵树，你几岁了？
But now if you ask a tree, how old are you?
会不会回答你？
Would the tree talk back?
不会回答你。
No, the tree wouldn't.
但是我们很简单知道这树活了几年了。
But it is quite easy for us to determine how old a tree is.
你把树砍断了。
You just chop it off.
它里头有一轮一轮的纹路，对不对？
Inside of it, you can see the ring of life.
所有的树都一样的宽的一条就窄的一条。
And if you look carefully, the ring of life has a narrow one and has a wide one.
树的力量。
That the strength of the tree
在于窄的一条
lies in the ring of light that is narrow.
宽的一条
for the wide one
夏天长的
is the one that grows in the summertime.
窄的一条
but the narrow one
冬天长的
that's the one that grew in winter.
夏天长的很松
Now when it grows in the summer, it is easy.
冬天长的结实
but it is during winter time, it is hard.
所以树的力量在窄的一条
So the true strength of the tree lies in the narrow ring of life.
我们的生命也是一样
And we lead the same life.
平安的时候长出来的这个生命
The life that grows during the peaceful time
比较宽松啊
is probably more relaxed.
艰难的长的生命
But when we are in suffering,
非常结实
we grow strong.
所以我们的生命长于困难
So if we go through more suffering,
我们的苦难
each suffering,
在今天就非常宝贵
will become precious,
叫我们长成个结实的生命
so that we can be stronger and more solid.
这个生命一直要留到永远，留到永远。
And it is this part of our life that will last forever.
所以今天的苦难就从苦难到荣耀。
So today the suffering we go through into glory.
主耶稣为我们留下道路。
Because Jesus has already revealed a way.
头一件为良心而受苦。
And the first thing we suffer from is we suffer to keep a good conscience.
大家懂不懂良心啊
？Do you know what your good conscience is?
这个话侮辱大家，当然懂，外邦人也懂啊。
I think everyone should know.
外邦人也有良心的。
For everyone has a conscience.
良心是神创造在这里面的。
A conscience is created by God.
一个治罪的机关。
It is a mechanism against sin.
我们怎么知道罪？
How do we know of sin?
我们的良心在我们里面。
Our conscience tells us what is sinful.
它位于在我们里面，不和我们合作的。
And then inside of us, even though it's inside of us, but it's not controllable by us.
法，这法在我里面的。
Everything inside of me
都是我能控制的
can be controlled by me
我要我不要
I could choose to do or not to do
我想爱我不爱
choose to love or not to love
都我能管住的
something I can make the shot
唯有一样
but only one thing
良心的在我们里面。
Even though conscience is in you,
我们控制不了。
You don't get to control it.
我们管不了。
You don't get to control
it. 到一个时候起来控告你。
At this one till at time it raises up and judges you.
好像一个检察官呢，知道检察官吗
？Just like a prosecutor.
检察官专一是控诉人的罪的。
A prosecutor judge people.
我有一个晚辈就做检察官的。
I have an a younger one who is a prosecutor.
我你学这个。职业的叫我看见你有点害怕了。
And then I said, because of your profession, I am intimidated.
我无所惧怕，我不犯罪。
Well, even though I have not broken any law, I'm still.
良心在我们里面的检察官。
Conscience is the prosecutor inside of.
他根据神的律法。
It follows the law of God.
所以罗马二章说神的律，犹太人按照律法受死亡。
So that's why in Romans chapter 2 it says.The Jews followed the law and died.
外邦人遭到良心死亡。
But the Gentile will be judged by the conscience.
神把律法放在你的良心里面。
God has put His conscience in us.
到了时候，他起来控告你。
And then at times it raises up and judges you.
那你可以不理他。
Or you could ignore it.
这是最不好条路哈。
But that's not good to do.
基督徒可不要不走这条路，看基督徒也常有的走常走这条路了。
And as a Christian, you should never ignore your conscience.
不理他。
If you ignore it,
他慢慢的麻木了。
Then you will become numb.
不像出那么敏锐了。
And you will be less sensitive.
就到了最后，良心不发声音了。
And then at the end, you can't hear it anymore.
这到了最可怕的情形。
And that's horrible.
我也知道有些基督徒走到这个地步的。
And I know a lot of Christians indeed has ignored the conscience.
但是良心力量很可怕。
And I tell you that the conscience is powerful.
当你夜深人静的时候啊。
When you're in a dark and only place.
它起来了。
It rises up.
控诉你了。
And it strikes.
最可怕。
And it judges you.
有的人到死的时候他起来控诉你了。
And there are people right before the death.The conscience strike.
控诉你一生所做的事了。
It judges you for everything you do.
那是最痛苦了。
And that's the most horrible pain.
没有办法补救了。
Because at that time there is nothing else you can do.
良心像个检察官。
Now the conscience is like a plus.
所以我们对良心只有一件事情服从。
So to the conscience we should follow.
记得一件事，永远不要向良心讲理由。
We should listen and not conquer or.Talk logic to it.
我们基督徒不是不听讲理由。
Not to argue with it.
结果你的平安不是真平安呢。
And then if you argue with it, then you become less peaceful.
你的平安有东西，有一个角东西垫着，有一个角落东西，有东西垫在下面。
Then at the corner of your peace, there is something that's holding up.
你说平了，没有真平。
And then you think that it's lying a level.
一个东西撑在下面是假的平了。
Because something is underneath it to make it not level.
基督徒不要有假平安。
So as Christians, we should have the real peace. Not
不要向良心讲理由。
Do not argue with your conscience.
所有良心的感觉都要听。
And follow and be sensitive to your conscience.
因为良心受苦。
Suffer from a good conscience.
良心控诉得很强的时候。
Because the conscience judges you.
我们会因着良心而受苦。
And then when we listen to it, we suffer.
他知道神面前可喜悦的。
Because if we follow, then we can receive joy.
那我这个今天这个受苦的题目，我快快讲。
So today I'm going to go by pretty fast on suffer.
头件很重要，良心受苦。
The first important one is suffer to keep.
这是可喜悦的，神面前可喜悦的。
Once you could keep it, then you are joyful.
还有第二件受苦。
The second suffering.
为义而受苦。
Suffer for the sake of righteousness.
什么叫为义而受苦呢
？What is to suffer for the sake of righteousness?
我们信主了。
That we now believe in the Lord.
我们从神得到新生命。
And now we have received this new life.
这新的生命都是公义生命。
And this new life is a life of righteousness.
但世界上全世界的生命都是不义生命。
But then around us, everyone else lives unrighteously.
整个世界是不义的。
Because all this whole world is unrighteous.
所以我们跟世界人接触的时候啊。
So now when we come and mingle with the worldly people.
造成很多不方便。
There is a lot of inconvenience.
你们信主有没有觉得活在世界里面很多不方便的感觉啊
？Now I ask you, as Christians, when you mingle with other people.Do you feel troubled?
是告诉你世界人看不惯我们，我们也看不惯他们。
And I tell you, in fact, that people look at us differently, just like we look at them differently.
这件事就够麻烦的了。
And that's a lot of trouble.
我们是义的生命。
Because we live the life of righteousness.
我们不同流合污。
And we do not mingle with them.
我们不过一样的生活。
We do not live the same life as they do.
所以他们看基督徒真的很讨厌的。
So they look at us and then they look at us different.
不要说世界上的人。
Not to talk about the people outside.
你一家的人呢、啊？你信主了，家里的没信主，他们看不惯你。
Not just strangers, but even sometimes family members, they look at you differently.
我信主了，家里人觉得怎么变得这样了
？And then once I believed in the Lord, my family member thought that I changed.
我变好了。
And then I told them, yes, I changed to be better.
你从前好多了。
And now I'm now a better man.
但是他们不觉得好不好，他们觉得看不惯。
But then on the other hand, they look at it differently.
他们还喜欢你和从前一样。
They liked me better before.
怎么变成这样了？
How did you now change the world?
我们是公义生命。
Because we have this life of righteousness.
世界全世界不义的。
Even though the world is unrighteous.
所以我们接触的时候发生麻烦了。
So that when we mingle with the world, there's trouble.
我自己有一次。
I remember there was one time.
这个机关做事我自己做过一年一个月的事。
I worked for this company for about a year and a month.
那个上面的那个主管了。
And then the big boss.
是个很糟糕的外邦人。
Was a Gentile.
啊，不是，我不管这个主管了，我很多时间那一年，我有事叫做出差。
So one time I was sent out for a business travel.
要出差，他们给我一个主机主管会计的人给我100块钱。
And then when I was on travel, they gave me $100 to spend.
我拿了100块钱从到了台北。
And then I took the $100 and went to Taipei.
我就住在教会。
I live in the church.
我吃饭也在教会。
And then I eat with the church members.
我一个钱没花。
So that everything was free.
只花了火车票。
And the only expense was the ticket for the train.
对我来说很简单的事。
And it was a simple deal.
回来了找会计主任。
So I came back and I talked to the accountant.
我花了40块，我还你60块。
And I told him I spent $40, so here's your change of 60.
他把眼睛瞪着我。
And then he stared straight at me.
你来找麻烦是不是？
And he said, Are you looking for trouble?
把我吓一跳，我花40块还你60块，怎么找麻烦的？
No, I was scared. I'm just giving you the change. Why are you asking me?
我主任，我花了40块还你60块，我没找麻烦啊。
And then I spent $40, here's your 60. What's the trouble?
你这个100块觉得很多。
And then he said,These $100 was all for you.
没有人来还钱的。
You're not supposed to bring any back.
只有你一个人来还钱。
If you're the only one that brings back any money.
你是不是要证明所有人都贪污啊？
And are you accusing the rest of us of being corrupted?
这下我糟糕了。
But at that time, I didn't know what to do.
事实他们都是贪污。
In fact, everyone else took the money of their own.
那我拿了这个60块钱，钱要咬我的肉了，是不是啊？
It will be harder for me to die than to take this money.
最高的长官姓朱的是我们的统工后来。
So I went up to the boss of the boss.
我说去给他讲这件事。
And I told him what I went through.
他笑了，看着我说年轻了，年轻了。
And then he laughed and he said, Oh, younger brother.
你呀、啊，年轻的弟兄才找这个麻烦了。
He said, Younger brother, you have this trouble.
好了好了，把60块给我了，我给你处理掉。
Give me the $60 and I'll take care of it.
这个就很最起码也为义而受苦。
And this is an example of how we suffer for the sake.
我们活在世界里面。
When we live in this world,
世界的人不一样。
We are different from the world.
但是我们一定要和他们接触。
But in fact, we still have to live with them.
产生苦难了。
So when we mingle, then we have trouble.
大家明白了没有？
Now, do you understand how?
要明白我们基督徒的生命是义的生命。
And how you understand that we live a life of righteousness.
我们在世界上和不义的世界完全不同的。
In this world, we live differently from the other people.
在这里产生苦难。
And when we mingle, we suffer.
欢喜的接受。
But then when we suffer, we are in joy.
欢喜的经过。
Because we can get through.
这是主量给我们的苦难。
Because this suffering is measured by the will of God.
下面一句话叫以苦难做兵，心智做兵器。
And then he talks about how we need to arm ourselves through suffering.
非常宝贵的一句话。
It is a precious statement.
环境特别艰难的时候
is that in the difficult time,
道路特别难走的时候
and when the path is extremely difficult,
我们天然的生命天然的力量挡不住这些苦难
when our life, when our body cannot stand the suffering anymore,
彼得说用受苦的心智当作兵器
and Paul said that we need to arm ourselves with suffering,
对着强的仇敌一定要有兵器
Because we need a weapon when we face this strong enemy.
受苦的心智当兵器
The spirit of suffering as our weapon.
就解开所有的苦难
And with this, we can get through.
主耶稣是这样
That's how Jesus did it.
使徒们是这样
That's how the saints did it.
历代教会都是这样
That's how the church does it.
主耶稣是我们的大榜样。
That Jesus is our first example.
以受苦心智当兵器。
With the spirit of suffering as a weapon.
教会里面这么多的榜样。
And how many examples there are among us.
圣经是云彩一样的四围围绕我们。
He talks about how they are just like the crowd who is around us.
教会过了两千年了。
It's now been 2,000 years.
两千年多多少少神的儿女。
And in 2,000 years, how many saints have
经过极大的苦难进荣耀了
？How every one of them through suffering into glory.
我们美国的弟兄姊妹说苦难嘛，也是不大好意思，是不是
？And every time as American Christians, when we talk about suffering, we are ashamed.
在中国大陆的弟兄姊妹正经过苦难了。
Because comparing to the brothers in China, they go through much more.
那是我们不能比的。
And that's the suffering that we have not experienced.
基督徒在他们成为讨厌的人了。
Because as the Christians over there, they're the hated group.
多少年政府讨厌我们，连人民都讨厌我们了。
They're very, very hated in the land of China.
人民讨厌我们。
And then as Christians, we're hated by people.
看不惯我们。
Because we are different.
不喜欢我们。
They don't like us.
意思我到中国大陆去，我从来不说我是传道人。
So when I go to the land of China, I never tell people that I'm a preacher.
我是 minister.
A minister.
我是传道人，那就麻烦大了呀。
Because if you tell them that you're a minister, then you go through trouble.
但是我不能不承认是基督徒啊。
But then I can still tell them that I'm a Christian.
大家问我是基督徒。
So if they ask, I would say yes, I am a Christian.
好好看你一眼，对不对
？And they would take a close look at me.
真是不喜欢基督徒啊
！Because they do not like Christians.
基督徒是要最讨厌的人了。
Because they hate Christians.
所以因苦难，我们弟兄们在那里才受苦难呢。
Because and then that's how it tells you that the brothers in China they go through much more suffering.
我们在美国也有苦难。
But yet in America we go through some suffering.
主量给我们也有很多苦难。
Because the will of God has measured for us some suffering.
因苦难进荣耀。
Because we can only go into glory through suffering.
宝贵每一个苦难。
So we should precious each time we suffer.
宝贵每一个机会。
And we should take the opportunity.
抓住每一个机会。
To get hold of every opportunity.
我常常说这个苦难好像我们的补药一样。
And then I say that the suffering is like a magical medicine for us.
这个补药叫我们身体强壮，对不对？
This supplement makes us stronger.
我是不大相信补药的。
And I don't believe in vitamins or supplements too much.
美国人很少补药，中国人有补药。
And I say a lot of Chinese people do.
但是苦难的确是我们的补药。
But then I tell you that the suffering makes us stronger.
叫我们生命长大了。
It is something that makes us grow stronger.
叫我们生命长结实的。
To make us more solid.
宝贵每一个苦难的机会。
So brothers and sisters, precious each time you suffer.
以受苦心智做兵器。
Because we have to arm ourselves with the spirit of suffering.
好，每一个战士。
So that every battle.
都有兵器。
We have this weapon.
都宝贵他们的兵器，对不对？
And then we take good care of this weapon.
我们要宝贵我们的兵器。
And then I ask you to take good care of your weapon.
到苦难做心智。
To have the spirit of suffering.
我们遇见苦难的时候。
When we go through suffering.
最苦什么时候呢？
What is the most bitter time?
最苦啊。
The most bitter.
是苦难里面我们心服不下来。
Is that when we are...we will not be able to survive this suffering.
对神也不服，对人也不服。
Is when we don't want to be we don't want to submit to that we're in a suffering.
为什么我会碰到这个苦难
？And why am I going through this suffering?
心里不接受。
I do not want to submit.
不接受的苦难是最苦的时候。
And if you don't want to submit into this suffering,
有一些主。恩典
But then through God's grace,
我心里服下来了。
Through His grace, we can be submitted.
一服下来
，And then the moment you want to submit,
苦难还没有变
，Even though the suffering has not changed,
我的重担没有了
，Your burden is now gone.
我心里已经过去了
，It's now through.
这是一个最大的一个转变
，That's the biggest change.
服
，To submit.
第一件事情服主。
The first thing is we have to submit to God.
然后服环境。
Then we have to submit to our circumstances.
我们苦难过去了。
Then with that we can get through suffering.
欢欢喜喜经过这个环境。
And now we can joyfully get through this suffering.
我们的生命。
And we receive this new life.
以苦难做兵器。
To use the spirit of suffering as our weapon.
叫我们对付所有苦难的环境。
so that we could face any suffering with this weapon.
第五件事叫做基督徒而受苦。
And the fifth thing is to suffer as a Christian.
什么叫基督徒受苦?
And why to suffer as a Christian?
整个世界是个系统。
Because this whole world is an intermingled system.
撒旦是世界的君王。
And Satan is the king of this world.
整个世界属于撒旦的。
This whole world belongs to Satan.
所以主耶稣说了句话。
So Jesus said this one thing.
他们无故恨我。
And he said they hate us for no reason.
你们的父是这样，你们更是要这样。
And if your teacher is like this, then you are all going to be like this.
世界人不喜欢我们没有理由的。
And the people hate us for no reason.
我不知道你们有没有碰到过你们被人因为信主而不喜欢的事情。
I don't know if you have met anyone who hates you.
没有结果，你们真的很奇怪。
Because you're different from they are.
你好好做个真的做个基督徒，有见证的基督徒。
Now, if you're truly a Christian who has testimony,
会被人不喜欢的。
They would dislike you.
怎么会这样呢？
And why would that happen?
好，为基督徒而叫的时候，叫无故恨我。
To suffer as a Christian. Because people hate you.
有一天我碰到一个人呢,
one day I met this one person.
啊, 对我这么样的动怒啊,
and then he was very angry at me.
啊, 他有很多骂主耶稣啊,
and then he's cursing Jesus.
他让我让他骂吗?
And then he continued.
骂完了,
and then now finally he's done.
我说你见过耶稣?
And then I said, you have met Jesus.
他更怒了, 我怎么会见过耶稣?
And then he said, of course not. Why would I?
你没有见过耶稣呢, 耶稣亏欠你了?
And then I said, if you have not met him, how... How did he take benefits of it?
耶稣对不起你了?
What did he do you wrong?
那还是基督徒对不起你了?
Maybe a Christian did you wrong.
教会对不起你了?
Maybe the church done you wrong.
他想想通通没有啊?
And then he said, no.
那你为什么这么恨耶稣啊?
And then I said, then why are you so much hated?
这个叫做无故恨我。
And that's why we are hated.
我先生没有道理叫你恨耶稣。
And I said, there's no reason to hate you.
你这样恨。
And with this hate,
那是因为魔鬼在你里面, 知道吧?
You hate this much because Satan dwells in you.
这话也不要随便讲啊。
And then I tell you, do not say this lightly.
一讲马上把魔鬼样子摆出来了。
Because he will show his most angry face.
那天我可征服了他了。
And then that day I overtook him.
啊, 无故恨我。
We are hated for no reason.
恨基督徒没有道理的。
And then people hate Christians for no good reason.
这是讨厌基督徒，厌烦基督徒。
They just dislike us.
我们不要感觉羞耻。
So, but we should not be ashamed.
这是圣经告诉我们，不要感觉羞耻。
The Bible says not to be ashamed.
知道你应了主日恨我。
Because they hate you for God's name.
这倒要把荣耀归给神。
And that will become a glory to God.
而且要知道,
one thing we
将来我们都要经过审判的。
Is that one day we will pass by the judgment.
我们每一件事都要经过审判的。
Everything we do will be judged.
我们尚且经过审判。
And then we, as Christians, have to go for judgment.
何况世上的人呢?
And it is more over for the
所以他们看不过我们有自然的事。
So that they don't like us for that reason.
把荣耀归给神。
When they hate you, we glorify the name of God.
心里面尊主耶稣基督为圣。
If we take God as holy and sanctified in us,
当人真反对我们讨厌我们,
when people hate us,
简单的话我们里面感谢主,
inside of us, then we should praise the Lord,
荣耀归给主,
that we are glorifying God,
因为你叫我能够也有份于这么一点点的苦难,
because they see us as different.
感谢主, 好, 应着做基督徒而受苦,
so we suffer as a Christian.
因神的旨意而受苦。
The next one, we suffer according to the will of God.
教会在地上遵循神旨意的一个，是我们的天职。
Because the church, we follow the will of God. That's our rule.
我们神的儿女，日常生活里面都要彰显神的旨意。
As children of God, we need to walk according to the will of God.
活在主里面。
To live in God.
将主活出来。
To live the life of God.
这是神的儿女每天的生活。
And that's how we should live our life every day.
但是要这样做，你就有苦难会发生了。
But then if you overflow your life like that, then you suffer.
因神的旨意而受苦。
We suffer according to the will of God.
当我们受苦的时候,
when we suffer,
彼得说要把我们的灵魂身体都交托给造物的主。
Peter said that we have to bestow our flesh and soul and spirit to God.
这个交托这两个字很正是。 看得简单很不容易的,
to bestow completely is not easy to do.
小的事情还容易,
for little things maybe it is easy.
大的事情遇见了,
But then for the big things, it's hard to release.
有的时间很短。
If it's for a short time, it's easy.
有的时间长了。
But if it's for a longer time,
几个月。
Couple months.
有的人过苦难几年。
Or maybe the suffering will last a couple of years.
像中国的基督徒们是一生的。
Just like the Christians in China, they suffer their whole life.
那不容易了。
Now, it's not so easy.
我们尊主耶稣基督为圣。
But then if we, take Jesus as our example.
我在中国就碰到两个基督徒。
And in China, I met these two brothers.
当然很幼稚的基督徒。正在埋怨抱怨。
But then these two brothers, they're still young because they're complaining.
哦，真的。这些人逼迫我们。
And then they complain how they're being persecuted.
特别恨这些人呢。
And how they hate the persecuted.
哎，我听了这个样子。
And then I heard
the
testimony.
我是没有资格讲什么话了。
And then maybe I'm not in the right position to say
anything. 他们的经历我没有经历过。
Because I have no experience what they've gone through.
这要抱怨吗？
But then the way that they complain.
我的弟兄啊，不要埋怨了。
And I said, brothers, let's not complain anymore.
那些人逼迫你们。
The people that persecute you.
他们都是最可怜的人啊。
They are the most in pity.
他们都要下地狱的呀。
Because in a blink of an eye, they go to hell.
你要去主那里的呀。
At that time, you go into glory.
你是十分尊贵的人啊。
Because you are the precious one.
为什么要抱怨呢？
So do not complain about them.
正常的基督徒。
As a Christian.
为仇敌祷告。
You should pray for our enemies.
这句话真的不容易。
And that's not easy to do at all.
但是要求不要去恨他们。
But I at least ask you to not to hate.
接受苦难。
To accept the suffering.
我们服下来。
To submit.
服下来我们已经光景过去了。
And to submit and you
will abide. 做主的见证人。
To become a testimony of God.
好，我们讲最后一个苦难了。
And the last suffering.
因为抵挡仇敌而受苦。
The suffering of resisting the enemy.
要知道我们基督徒一生都在征战的里面。
And I tell you that our whole life is a big long battle.
我们一生就是一个征战。
Our whole life is a battle.
仇敌利用所有的人事物。
When our enemy uses everything to turn against us,
四围攻击我们
attack us from any angle.
第一件事我们要知道，我们基督徒是个征战。
The first thing we need to know that is we are in a battle.
仇敌攻击我们不在大事上。
Now the enemy not only attack you on the big things.
在很小的事上。
It even takes you on the small things.
你的家里遇见的亲人。
When you meet with your family member.
很可能就仇敌攻击你一个很厉害的兵器。
And it's a very good weapon that the enemy can use.
你做事的环境
your work environment.
你遇见任何人
anyone you meet
都可以仇敌攻击你
could be the tool of an enemy.
在这个征战里面
so in our battle,
第一件事我们要知道认清一件事
the first thing we have to recognize
我们仇敌不是人
is that our enemy is not in flesh.
我们神的儿女一下把事情落下来就看见人
and then the only thing we see is other men.
是你难为我
Is it the man that's making trouble with me?
是这个人难为我。
Is it that person who is making trouble with me?
等我祷告的时候啊。
So when I pray,
我里面整个看见的就是那个人呢。
I would only focus on that person.
对不对
？Right?
祷告主，其实连主也看不见，只看见一个人。
So we should not only see a person.
我们头件事，我们的仇敌永远不是人。
But then I tell you, the first thing is that our enemy is not a person.
我们的仇敌是人背后的仇敌。
But the enemy is the force that controls that person.
我们认清楚这件事，我们地步站住了。
And if you understand that first thing, that's how you have the first hold foothold.
所有的小事
is that the enemy could take any little thing
都能够遇见征战
and turn against you.
仇魔会像吼叫的狮子
He says the enemy is like a roaring lion
到处流行
He's walking around
要吞噬他可以吞噬的人
He prowls around and seeking someone to devour
仇敌像吼叫的狮子
A roaring lion
狮子怕不怕
Are you afraid of a lion?
怕任何人我怕我碰到了狮子我先逃
If I see a lion I would run
任何人怕狮子的
Everyone is afraid of a lion.
那地上的狮子可没有仇敌这么厉害。
But then I tell you that our lion is not as powerful as our enemy.
仇敌吞噬所有人类呀。
Because the enemy could devour everyone.
但圣经它是吼叫的狮子。
But then it says that it is a roaring lion.
你只会叫，你没办法吃我的。
A roaring lion can only roar.
什么叫吼叫啊？
What is to roar?
就吓唬人，知道吧
？Is to make you intimidated.
仇敌用各样时间吓唬我们呢。
The enemy use different tactics to scare you.
有的时候把我们吓得要命啊。
And at times we are intimidated.
圣经经过多了。
But then now, if you read more and more in the Bible,
他那个吼叫狮子
in the Bible, it describes the enemy as a roaring lion.
真的吼叫的
just a roaring lion.
他要吞吃的 the 吞吃的人
it not only roars, but it also seeks someone to devour.
所以人们做两种
and then there are two types of people.
一种是他可以吞吃的
a group that could be devoured by the lion.
一种是不能吞吃的
the other group cannot be devoured by the lion.
我们神的儿女就是他不能吞吃的人
Now, as children of God, we are in the second group.
我们要站住脚
we need to have a foothold.
相信一件事
And believe in one thing.
你只是个吼叫狮子
That the lion to you, it can only roar.
叫得再凶
Doesn't matter how loud his roaring is.
不能吞吃我
The lion cannot devour me.
你要相信他能吞吃你，下面麻烦大了。
Now, if you do not believe in that, then you're in trouble.
我们要用信心，坚固的信心抵挡他。
And then, so the only weapon we have is our faith.
我们讲话这么多苦难哈。
And we talked about so many of these suffering.
还要回到我们当初讲的话。
It goes back to the beginning.
从苦难进荣耀。
Through each one of these suffering, we enter into glory.
主耶稣就走完这条路了。
Now Jesus has now revealed this way.
他在荣耀里面。
He is in glory.
降下圣灵。
He has now given us His Spirit.
今天主在教会的里面。
So today in church,
两千年带着教会经过苦难道路。
In 2000 and some years, Jesus led us and guided us.
主也在我们每一个神的儿女里面。
So that Jesus is also in each one of us.
带我们经过今生苦难。
And He is guiding us and leading us personally through our suffering.
要和他一同进入荣耀。
So that at the end we may enter into glory with Him.
我们再来唱四百十九首。
So now let's sing Psalm 491 again.